SBC Media.
Welcome to the iGaming Daily Podcast, analysing the news from the betting and gaming industry all over the globe, supported by Optimove, the number one CRM marketing solution for the iGaming market.
Last week saw Dutch gambling reformists claim victory when motions to ban high-risk online casino games and to implement an outright ban on online gambling advertising won a narrow majority in the Dutch House of Representatives. Attention now turns to the Legal Protection Minister, Frank Vervind, who will review the motions and determine whether they can move forward into law. Whether ditched or retained, the KOA Act faces unprecedented changes across all legislative components, compelling Dutch operators to navigate a reversal in the framework that initially launched the market in 2021. I'm Martin Elliott, and welcome to today's edition of iGaming Daily, brought to you in partnership with Optimove, the number one CRM marketing solution for the iGaming market. A whopping 56% of the EGR Power 50 personalised player experiences with Optimove. And if you want to join them, Optimove is currently offering new clients a free first month. For more information and to claim that free month, go to optimove.com/SBC. Now, joining me today to discuss the Dutch dilemma is the Hieronymus Bosch of gambling industry podcasting, Ted Memmuir, SBC's content director.
Thank you, Martin. I love that title you've just given me. The God Emperor of podcasting.
Yeah. I mean, I'd love to tell you I'm very familiar with his work and all the other great Dutch painters, but I may just have Googled it 10 minutes ago when I was writing the
Oh, I know. Okay. I now get the link. Jeez.
Yeah. That's okay.
Who's the dumb one on this podcast? Yes.
Yeah. Yeah, well, I was trying to move past Dennis Bergkamp on the basis I once saw you at an airport, so inappropriate. But seems like it's been a while since we've done this. So let's get straight into it, I guess. So
I was going to say let's tango, but that's an Argentinian dance.
Yeah. Yeah.
How do Dutch people dance?
It's difficult in... I'm not going to mention clogs there.
What did you say, clogs?
Yeah, that would be a terrible way to reduce the Dutch population, one of Europe's great civilizations. Mm-hmm. So there we are. Okay, so let's begin with this, the vote that happened last week. So what exactly... was voted on? What was it? You know, what was discussed in Parliament? Because they're not quite binding, these motions that have been voted on, are they?
Okay, so that's the important bit. Look, 2023 and 2024 sees the KMAR continue to review or reorganisation of the Remote Gambling Act, known as the COA Act for the COA market, which is the legislative framework that regulates online gambling in the Netherlands. This process has seen 114 motions submitted to the KMAR, covering all standing disciplines and practices of the COA market related to its market protections, technical rules, licensing, advertising policies, etc. Just all grounds covered there. Last week, we saw a vote on 40 motions take place, in which the KMAR voted on two motions submitted by the Socialist Party MP, Michael van Nispen, to implement an outright ban on online gambling advertising, and a further ban on high-risk games of chance are most likely to be online slots. Now, as you mentioned, it's important to note that the KMAR voted on motions, and that the KMAR is allowed to vote on motions, but that motions have to be determined into a law to be passed into legislation by the Dutch statute and the Dutch Senate. The vote is symbolic and it's important as it reflects kind of the current sentiment of the KMAR with regards to the COA market and its structure, but it does not imply that the reformist desired objectives are guaranteed and will be passed into law.
Okay, so where do you think this leaves the situation then? Because obviously there are some concerns among parliamentarians about the law as it stands. Which sort of areas of the Act do they see as deficient?
Okay, so to summarise, since its inception in October 2021, the car market has had a fragile existence, a turbulent one at that, especially with regards to meeting kind of reformist demands. Now, a syndicate of Dutch parties never liked the structure of the COA applied to the market, how it applied its licensing frameworks, the operators it authorised, and most importantly, how the actual COA Act was approved by the Dutch coalition government at that time. However, they approved the framework on the conditions that an instant revision would be applied by the Ministry of Justice that it's now going through. So within the context of what the COA's reform is undertaking, it's that there is a very, very big block of Dutch parties that are opposed to the structure of the COA market, that have demanded reforms across all provisions of the market. And what is likely to happen is that we don't know whether the COA Act will stand, but it is going into the second year of reforms, and it's very, very different to what was applied in October 2021.
Okay, and obviously the headline you would take out of the motions that were discussed in Parliament last week are very much that people are looking to the members of Parliament are looking to restrict the gambling market more. Are all the concerns being expressed coming from that view that the market is perhaps a little bit liberal at the moment and operators have too many freedoms? Although looking in at the way the regulations have been changing over the last couple of years, I think the industry would dispute that.
I think that's a point where conflicts both the opposition to the COA market, the Ministry of Justice and the operators. So last year in 2023, we saw kind of the first amendments passed on advertising, and they implemented a ban on non-targeted advertising that was applied to kind of traditional form to traditional media, print, outdoors, TV. Also, there was further restrictions on kind of the aesthetics of promoting gambling. So your promotions, the wording, who could actually feature in advertisings. And throughout the year, they also put in further restrictions on customer reporting. I'm sorry, further duties on customer reporting, further online gambling safeguards, and also what has to be reported on to the KSI in terms of customer care duties. So, yes, look, the car market's going through its, regulatory review, but the Dutch Ministry of Justice continue to implement changes as the reforms are being undertaken. The other thing that's coming to light is that, look, this was a 10-year process to regulate Dutch market, the regulated Dutch market. And I think kind of year one and year two showed, brought to light a lot of sensitive matters for MPs to look at. So one of the issues that keeps on getting raised by reformists is just how big the level of increase has been in problematic gaming and gambling addiction registered by Dutch health agencies.
Okay, I think that's a...
So yeah, again, it's very much like the scars are open now, but you have to kind of heal them and you have to get to a better place. And I think this is what the Ministry of Justice faces in its reform. It's how do you actually implement kind of cohesive and effective legislation?
Sure. I mean, it's an interesting point, isn't it? That when you regulate the market and you have more data, actually some of these problems or what appear to be problems do come to the forefront a bit more. And that's some of what we're seeing here. And we're seeing, I'm not sure if backlash is the right word, but parliamentarians very keen to be seen to be doing something about these issues, which are now,
And again,
light shed on them.
As you see in other markets, this, I think, you know, gambling always suffers from an issue once it gets regulated of how do you interpret those numbers? And we see this across a lot of kind of high risk industries, and you know, not only gaming, but in finance, in medicine, and in alcohol and tobacco.
Okay. So let's just take a quick break for a message from our sponsors, and when we come back, I think we're going to mention our old friend, the black market.
SBC Leaders connects the gambling industry's top-tier operators and associations to share the best ideas, collaborate on solving the biggest issues, and push innovation throughout the betting and gaming industry. If you're an operator and want to join the discussion, visit sbcleaders.com for more information.
Okay, welcome back to part two of today's iGaming Daily, where we are discussing potential changes to the law around gambling in the Netherlands. So, Ted, we've had these the big news last week, the motions passed, which look, you know, some parliamentarians very keen to put in some quite strict changes, including banning slots and a sort of outright ban on advertising of gambling. How likely do you think those motions are to actually make it onto the statute book?
So the motions are important because they represent, as I mentioned, the Kmart's feeling as stands with regards to the car market. Now, they're now going to be passed on to Frank Fervent, who's the Dutch Minister of Legal Protections, and he has to determine whether those motions can be applied or can be administered into a law to be processed by the Senate. And this is where you actually have to start thinking about the technicalities of the market. What would these laws, if applied, how would they change the structure of the car market and its protections? And also whether they're feasible. So we are actually seeing this process happen at the moment, where the Ministry of Justice has put out a consultation regarding wagering limits and deposit limits of 150 euros for player accounts under the age of 24 and 300 euro deposit limit, spend deposit limit on operators. So that is one of the consultations going on at the moment. And it's very much like in the UK, where you have to kind of revise what you have to test, and you have to consult on the kind of legislative proceedings that you want to put in place.
Sure. I mean, the one thing that instantly jumps out about these motions is talking about banning these high-risk games, which we assume they mean slots. The market is roughly 75%, a little over 75% of the market, the regulated market in the Netherlands, is online casino. And we know in most places the bulk of that will be slots. So you're talking about they've asked for a huge change here. This is not an incremental change. It's not a let's have a look, see what we can do kind of change. It's a, you know, a wiping out a large part of the market and making it potentially just unprofitable for operators to be there. So what has the industry's response been to the news from last week?
Well, Noga, the online Dutch gambling trade body, immediately put out a statement, and they damned the faction of reformists who support the motion. The other thing it highlighted is that, yes, you know, you could say that this reflects Kmart sentiment, but up to 2 months ago, the Dutch ministers were against these two bans, and okay, they scraped through on a majority, but it was a very, very slim majority of one or two votes. And it also didn't include kind of absentees from the vote. So the motions desire a lot. Whether they're feasible and can be implemented is another thing. This now goes to the Dutch minister, Vervind, who Noga said, look, he has to stand tough on keeping to the agenda of how reforms will be applied to the co-op market. The other side of Dutch gaming is that within that faction, there are parties, I think the CDA especially, that they want to kind of kill the act. They want to terminate it and restart again and apply a completely new federal framework to Dutch gambling. And you're now going into, restarting or re-engaging with a legislative process that might take another decade. So I think there's divisions across the entire Dutch market in how changes should be applied.
Sure, sure. I mean, every time we have these discussions, whichever country it's in, two things really. The first thing that springs to mind is just how difficult it is to be a gambling regulator and to be a parliamentarian who is writing the legislation, because it seems that whatever you do, you will be wrong for a number of people. But the other thing is that we always have to consider the effect of the black market. Now, we'd be kidding ourselves if we thought that nobody was gambling in the Netherlands before they regulated this market, because it was huge already. So do you think that'll be the campaign slogan from the industry? It's if we press ahead with these kind of changes, all you're going to do is drive players to the black market, you're going to lose that tax revenue and so on. Is that the likely progress of the debate next?
Look, that will definitely be a point that gets highlighted. Mm-hmm. But I think one of the areas where Noga has been effective or is right to point out is that they just want the Minister of Legal Protections to do his job. And I think that there's a certain kind of interference by reformists to keep on changing that agenda and saying, well, now we want this component attached to these reforms. Whilst Noga says, look, we understand that protections will be revised, that there will be changes in advertising, but what they can't do is that they can't keep on changing the demands every 3 weeks, right? And I think that's an effective call on their behalf.
Yeah.
Another area is that they've actually said, look, for where the co-op market is as stands, it has been effective. So look, channeling rate in Holland, for online betting and online games to regulated players still stands at 90%, right? Do they really want to lose that by sticking in amendments for online slots? Also, if you take out online gambling advertising, it's how do you ensure that the consumer is protected against the black market actors, and how do you kind of differentiate from your regulated offering from your black market offering? And prior to the market launch, this was a huge, Dutch consumers were highly, highly targeted by the black market. And I'm sure the legal protection minister is aware of that.
Sure, sure. And it's an interesting point you make in there, and that Noga made about the ever-changing demands of reformists. Just on a very basic thing to point out to them is all these decisions need proper data behind them. There should be data-driven decisions on there. If you change if you're forever changing the regulations in such a short period of time, you just do not have that information available to make the next step. It's crazy that people think otherwise, really.
I also kind of want to take it back to 2 years ago. Now, when the market launched in 2021, the Dutch government was praised by how it applied quite a fresh framework to regulated online gambling, especially in terms of creating a level playing field, asking operators to start their data, customer databases from zero. This was stuff that had never been tried before by a government. And it rightly got praised for it. Now, one of the things that we've seen with the Dutch market is that, to a certain extent, it hasn't been allowed to settle. So a lot of the criticisms are reactive to the first data sets coming in, especially on the Crux and self-exclusion scheme, which was always going to have like a market boost in year one and year two of people going and seeking treatment or seeking help. And that should be actually treat. You can interpret that as a positive too.
Yeah, absolutely. Every time that you give somebody the opportunity to get that help is a great thing. That is the number one reason why regulation works and why regulation is and having these markets is important. So, stepping away from this, I think that I don't know about you, but I don't see these motions becoming law in the form they've been passed in Parliament. I think it's too far. But it does worry me that there are politicians out there who are thinking in such extreme terms about the market. But I suppose just to finish off, I will ask you, how do you see this panning out over maybe the next 12 months or the rest of this year? Do you think we can expect big changes, or are we looking at things that are much longer term in the Netherlands?
I think the big policies coming in will be the limits on the spending caps coming in that are being assessed in that consultation. So I think that will be the priority. In terms of these two motions, now, I think that, again, the Dutch government will probably apply harder restrictions on advertising and probably a higher kind of technical command on online, but not necessarily ban it, but as close as you can get to a ban. In terms of online slots, again, this will turn to probably more kind of in-game protections, more revisions of protections enforced on operators. And I also probably think that they're going to apply a kind of deeper monitoring of players who actually play online slots as a requirement, as a regulatory requirement. So what you have with COA is you'll have a market that is, it's undertaking its revisions as they're being reviewed, which is quite unique in itself.
Okay. Well, Thanks for taking time out of your day to join me today, Ted.
No problem.
I'm sure listeners will be able to follow this story on SBC News, as always. This is no doubt something we'll be occupying quite a bit of your time over the next few months reporting on this. So thank you also for listening, and join us again tomorrow for another episode of iGaming Daily.
Thank you for listening to today's iGaming Daily podcast, supported by Optimove, the number one CRM marketing solution for the iGaming market. If you want to find out more about some of the subjects raised today, feel free to explore any of the sites in the SBC News Network or check out the latest edition of the SBC Leaders magazine. Happy reading.